From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is in Kenya with economics and security high on his agenda. The president touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. He later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey says that the president's busy schedule starts Saturday.
Some 10,000 police officers are deployed throughout the streets, which are lined with Kenyan and American flags and billboards welcoming President Obama. While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday and opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking extremist forces in Syria. The airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. The foreign ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against Islamic State. The Turkish statement said that it would also take part in anti-Islamic State operations inside Syria. Earlier Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey has agreed to let American jets use the Incirlik Air Base for combat missions against Islamic State. This is VOA News.